Robin Mitchell and John Hendricks, and to talk Rotary today, we have Lucy Smith.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. You made it worthwhile coming in today to be called
so kind.
Gentleman.
Well, you are. You always are. Gentlemen and scholars, and you do such a great job with us.
I think you're stroking me now.
I think I'm telling the truth here, because we have to. Do you know that's
stop
part of the,
while we're ahead, Robin.
Part of the four-way test for Rotary. It starts with,
right.
Is it the truth?
So okay. Well, yeah. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. So keep it going. You're doing great.
Flattered and flummoxed.
Well, what I would love to talk about today is Rotary International's convention. And this is the conference that is held once a year, and it's held in a different location in the world every single year. We typically send our president-elects to the Rotary International Convention, so it's a great opportunity for the incoming president of a club to get to see Rotary as the bigger worldwide organization that it is. And this year, it will be in Singapore.
Whoa.
So wouldn't I love to be a president-elect and be going to this?
Yeah.
But in any case, it's going to be great. And I was just reading through the speakers, and I thought your listeners would be interested, because it paints to me a powerful picture of who Rotary is. That,
okay.
You know, because we have an idea often, and I think sometimes our public has an idea that Rotary is a lunch or a breakfast club that does some good projects and supports each other in business, all of which is true. But this organization is 1.4 million people worldwide, and it does some very important work. So if I can just run through the roster,
sure.
It'll be kind of fun. Okay.
Yeah.
And I promise not to read all 8 pages that Alexis so kindly printed out for me. but first of all, it starts Sunday, May 26th, and it goes through till Thursday morning, which would be, I think, the very end of May. Gordon McAnally is our Rotary International president, so of course he will be presiding. And he owned and operated his own dental practice in Edinburgh, Scotland. He has also served as the president and vice president of Rotary International's other headquarters in Great Britain and Ireland. His volunteer work has been to be the patron of Hope and Homes for Children, and led a partnership that helped to take care of orphans in Rwanda during the genocide. Jennifer Scott, who's the committee chair, is from Singapore, and her volunteer project teams that she's led have been in Cambodia and Mongolia, peace and conflict resolution and environmental sustainability. Freddie Almatson is going to be the youth motivational speaker, because we do have young people as young as 18 who join Rotary. And Eddie was a gunshot to the head victim, and he was paralyzed on the right side of his face and body. And he decided at some point to pull himself back from despair and become a great speaker. And his message is that there are ways you can overcome life's challenges and live a ridiculously good life.
I like that.
That's right. We have Claire Chang, who is from Singapore and is widely widely awarded for all of her work as a woman entrepreneur. Nacho Dean, who's a naturalist and explorer, who is the first and only person to have walked around the world and swum between 5 continents in defense of the environment. He's written 5 books and spoken at 150 conferences. It goes on and on and on. Then there is John Huco, who is the general secretary and CEO of Rotary International. He works in Evanston, Illinois now, but he is actually a member of the Rotary Club of Kyiv in Ukraine, because that's where his heritage is, and has a very interesting background. He's one of the busiest persons in Rotary. He is the leader of the staff of 800 Rotary staff worldwide. Alexandra Rose is a Rotary Peace Fellow and a social worker who is actually doing her work in the University of North Carolina, but her work has been in Australia, Asia, and the Pacific, working with populations who have survived war and displacement. Then we have Tayaba Nahid Ghul, who represents Pakistan globally and is a champion for polio eradication, and primarily working in out of the Rotary Club of Islamabad. And Aidan O'Leary is the director of polio eradication. Her work has been in Yemen, Iraq, Syria, and Afghanistan, and is the chief polio eradication officer in Pakistan. Okay, now, These are really amazing people.
Really?
And now, they're all going to be speakers during the course of that week.
Now, you've been to the International Convention before.
I have. I did not go my year because my parents were old enough. I didn't want to leave the country, and it was in South Korea. I'm sorry I missed that. It would have been a marvelous time.
Yes.
But I did go. I took myself to Toronto and to Atlanta.
Okay, now you have this cross-section of speakers, or speakers from all over the world, different cultures. How does that work out? I mean, do you feel a camaraderie, a unity?
You absolutely do. And when you go into one of these international convention centers, there could be 30 to 50,000 Rotarians there, and many of them will wear their
native
dress. So it's really kind of marvelous because you really do feel like you are at the, you know, in the... at the UN or something of that nature, and they have simultaneous translations going on during all of these breakout sessions and general sessions in, I think I counted 12 different languages, and so this is going on constantly there. It's really quite powerful, and the messages that these people have are to me so informative and so inspiring, because they really do help me to understand that Rotary does start in the heart of it is every single club, all 38,000 clubs around the world, but the work that we do all together is really kind of helping to change the world.
Commonality. I was struck by you mentioned the speaker from Islamabad, and I thought, wow, that's really something.
Yes.
But you see that they're just plain folks like we are.
That's exactly right. And I sat in when I was at the convention in Atlanta. We got to spend a day at the Jimmy Carter Peace Institute, and got to sit with Martin Luther King's youngest daughter, and Bernice. And I mean, sitting at the same table with people like this is pretty overwhelming. Yeah. I'm usually not at a loss for words, but I think I was very quiet during that time.
Who's the quiet lady over
that's
there?
That's right, the one who's just like with her mouth hanging open. But it was those kinds of things. We had breakouts with Mediators Beyond Borders, who are project partners with Rotary. And there were people from Uganda and Rwanda and Somalia. And these were some very brave younger people, in their 30s and 40s, everyone now is younger. You've noticed that at this time in my life. Yeah. But these people had formed Rotary clubs in the middle of some very serious conflicts and really at great risk. But they said, people want to join Rotary now. I mean, that they really see that it's an avenue toward conflict resolution and peace.
Well, that whenever, if you're... whatever your source of information around the world is, most of it is our governments. Mm-hmm. They're the ones that are talking.
Right.
People aren't being represented except through their governments, and that isn't always what's happening.
It isn't.
So
it
when
is
you actually
story,
have a chance
right.
to converse with somebody mm-hmm. from another country, like let's just say, for example, Iran.
Right.
We're having a conflict with them
right now.
Israel. Hamas.
Right.
Talk with these people.
Exactly.
You find out that they're just human beings, and they're not into this political thing like their government
is. That's right. I think that's very, very true, and that does come home. You know, that these are people who want to provide good lives for their families, their neighbors, their children, mm-hmm. who really do want to live in peace. But yeah, it's true. It's a powerful kind of thing. You're right. When we get together and speak to each other as human beings, and I'm thrilled for the people who are going to this. And Singapore, I've not ever been there. Have you been there before?
Yes, I have been to Singapore.
The pictures are glorious.
It's a marvelous city. I will give them one hint: do not spit on the sidewalk.
because Seriously. You won't get out of there without we do jail time or huge.
I mean,
I had
any time any form of littering.
Clean.
Mm-hmm. You know, and they told us when we arrived, said, don't do it because you'll have a minimum of 3 days in jail.
Wow.
And you'll miss your flight out.
That, I would not. Yes.
I've never been tempted to spit on the sidewalk.
Nor have I.
Well, I would hope that urge.
Or something like that. People do that all the time, though. You know.
But the things that we don't think of that other places hold dear.
It's such a clean city.
A clean city.
Yes, it really is. And the people are just incredibly genteel.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Well, it'll be wonderful. So, so that's what some of our local people here and from all over the Rotary world will be doing. They'll be convening in Singapore at the end of May.
All right. So, talk with us a little bit about our local Rotary clubs. What are we doing?
What we are doing, I think you heard from Jenna Justice maybe last month that our Rotary Club in Kalispell is doing two partnerships, one with Glacier Institute to help with their internship and their camps, their summer camps, and we've asked them to put us to work as Rotarians as well, so we'll be doing some trail maintenance and cleanup and whatever else they tell us to do. It'll be great fun, and learning more about the Glacier Institute. And we also have a partnership with the Bob Marshall Wilderness Foundation. So once again, it sounds like our Rotary Club decided it was time to get out in the woods. and we have the Rotary Club in Evergreen. I've been watching do so much work at their youth athletic complex. You know, they built fencing around some of the between the play areas and the athletic areas. They're pouring concrete pads to help with picnic areas. They put some roofing over places so that spectators can watch even in the rain, because you know the kids don't care. And let's see, the Whitefish Club does an awful lot helping families and children, but also has a scholarship program in Peru. No, where is it? It's in Southeast Asia. And let's see, who else? Columbia Falls, you've heard from Dave Renfro a number of times. They do a lot of work they do a fishing day for kids, and they do a Santa's brunch, and they do a number of things right in town in Columbia Falls. But they also have worked in Guatemala quite a bit, as have all of our Western Montana clubs with our coalition.
Finally ground up the last of the coffee he brought for us.
To have you.
Yes.
I have a good supply in my freezer too. It's really good coffee. It's wonderful coffee. And my club also for 25 years or more has had a project help to support a learning center, community learning center in Nayarit, Mexico. And we do an annual workshop for young emerging leaders among our scholarship students and their friends. And so it looks like we're going to be training about 60 kids, from about three different villages in the coming month.
Do we have a great bear festival to look forward to this year?
We do. We absolutely do. Our fundraiser that helps to support a lot of these local projects especially. It is normally traditionally the first weekend in August, but it has moved to the second weekend in August. I think that's because the Brewers had another place that they also needed to be. So
can't do it without them.
No, and the Great Bear is very flexible when it comes to that part of it, because they are the important part of that. In addition, of course, first the people, second the Brewers, or maybe we just put them on an even plane. Yeah, so that's some of what's going on.
All right, very inspiring.
Thank you so
Lucy
much.
Lucy Smith, we appreciate it.
You too.
Yeah.